Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Someone needs $1,000. I can feel it. Case. C-A-S-E. Case. Text the word case to 72881 by the end of this hour and you get a chance at $1,000. That number again, 72881. Case is this hour's code word. One lucky national winner gets $1,000. Message and data rates apply. Please don't text and drive. Case is this hour's code word. Do it 12 times a day.
The other text number, the one where we get your wonderful comments and compliments and encouragement. 800-400-3697. Remember, don't text and drive. Don't do it.
Yeah. Pull over. Or do it before you leave.
Right.
It can win.
415 says, Vinny should stop blaming everyone for his decision on buying and then keeping Hamilton tickets when he could have sold them.
Yeah, Vinny.
You know, the hype between, and it wasn't just you, I'll give you that. It was this one over here, too.
Oh, Gretchen.
Gretchen was involved in that process.
Look, the show is awesome.
Oh, my God. I listen to the soundtrack every day. I have every song memorized. Yeah. It's the best.
It is. It's
going to change your life. You can't believe it. I mean, it was fine.
Yeah. Well, I would have felt it was just fine if I had paid $1,700 for my tickets, too, I'm sure.
God.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Way too. I could have gotten Warriors playoff tickets for less.
Or you could have.
Did you hear that, texter?
You could have gotten in the queue for the actual tickets from the actual box office, from the actual show, and paid $175 a piece for.
I
got four of them.
I thought I was in that.
But
I
you
told
weren't.
You that.
Yeah. But you didn't look carefully.
Well, I looked carefully. I wrote in tickets Orpheum Hamilton.
And then when it took you to ticket reseller, you didn't notice
that
part.
Okay. Vinny, Sarah is wrong. Monkeys are scary for a long time, and I don't think I saw it the first time around. And I think I saw it the first time around at six. Wait, or she'll be traumatized for the rest of her life.
Oh, she'll be fine.
I still don't like those monkeys.
That's a scary monkey right there.
408 says, Vinny, the monkeys always scared me as a little girl. I still love the movie.
Boy, that is enthusiastic monkeying right there. It's like Yuzette's here. You hear her laughing in the background?
I did.
What the hell were we even talking about that I would ever make that sound into a microphone?
The monkeys, probably. The monkeys scared me when I was five. I remember hiding behind my mom while watching it.
Yeah, it's fine. You lived.
No, that's
not. The kid will
not,
be fine. Look, you know, why kids should, you know, get a frame of reference for what's scary.
I'm listening to Helen as the prom queen with tears streaming down my face. Aww. What a great get my day going story.
That was a nice story, Vinny.
And I learned about the Hully Gully dance.
We didn't know about the Hully Gully.
I love that song. They play it in a lot of movies. The Hully Gully?
I it's true. When I heard the song finally, I did recognize it and I felt like I had heard of it. I just didn't know that the dance was so simple.
My G-Ma Faye had a plastic cup, too. I never saw her without a cigarette.
Oh.
And brown plastic cup full of Coors Light and ice. And yes.
Coors Light and ice, huh?
Even in the morning. Faye was a firecracker and also an alcoholic.
Yeah.
That's a move, though. The Coors Light drinker, because it's beer, that doesn't make her not an alcoholic, but she was probably able to go all day.
Right.
And
have to drink it. Because the thing about a beer is it's only really good when it's nice and cold when you first get it and stuff. You wind up sucking it down. But if you put some ice in it, it stays colder longer.
I'm just saying whiskey is not something that you can.
Yeah.
That'll take you out.
Yep.
Took me out, that's for sure. can't start that in the morning and hope to make it to 5 o'clock.
You know, because I was a kid, I didn't really notice when that started. And I guess, you know, probably we went over to my grandparents' house in the afternoon. But I do recall the green plastic, just like a little shorty cup, you know, those little, I don't know, highball cups. What are those called?
Keep the hips loose, Sarah.
Sure. Whatever it takes, guys.
My mother just moved 2 doors down and decided to ask everyone but me if I would be okay with it. Hmm. Wrote a letter to the seller saying she wanted to be closer to her daughter and grandkids, and they gave her the house since she was moving to be closer to hers. I found this out after the fact.
Oh. Well, honey, I just bought the house 2 doors down from you.
What
oh my God, I'm moving. What a wonderful surprise. Well said.
My in-laws live within walking distance, and I love it. We walk to dinner and see them there often, but they respect boundaries, so it's great.
Well, that's, you know, if you got to lay those ground rules down right off the bat.
I was caller number 30 and 79. I just wanted to say your phone screener is the most pleasant person ever.
Wow.
Bummer I lost, but thanks for being nice about it.
Brandon!
Good job, Brandon.
Brandon's having an all-time day.
He is. It's crazy. It's quite a day.
Isn't the term for new reporter cub? Like Jimmy Olsen, cub reporter?
I like tadpole.
Me too.
I think tadpole's good. He's just a little, he's like a little brain with a wiggling, waggling, flagellating, oscillating tail. What's it called when it does that?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't either, okay. Clearly. Named every possible thing it could be. It's one of those.
Wanted to see Eric Clapton a year or so ago. It was $350, way too much for me.
It's a lot of money for a ticket.
Yeah, but, you know, Clapton's a guy who's going to sell out, and he's probably thinking, these are probably my last tours. Mm-hmm. I'm old. I'm
well, and he probably sees $8 of that. You
right.
know, someone else is eating the other $350. $42.
I love you guys so much. It's so obvious when Yuzette is not minding the crew. Hope you all have a great Thursday, and thanks for the laughs.
Yeah, we're definitely. Cats away. The mice are playing.
I feel like we've had a good show.
Oh, definitely. It's very loose, though. No question. There's no one there reining us in. We have gone down some tangents.
Don't forget, Vin, Sarah also ratted at you earlier in the 6 o'clock hour with the lift ticket story. Ha, 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 ha.
Oh, I didn't mean to do that.
Ha, ha, ha.
I don't mean, we Gary Radnich.
My daughter. Oh. My daughter Emma's first freckle when she was a baby was on her wrist after being in the sun. As she grew older, she got more freckles. But to this day, the first freckle still stands out. This just in, Jane had written me on text. And she, in fact, does have the upper wrist freckle.
But
standalone upper wrist freckle. Well,
I have so many freckles on my arms, though. It's like,
that's the problem. The yeah. people who have the single freckle are the ones who aren't covered in them.
Right.
So
I don't have a single freckle. I have tons of them.
I got them all over me, too.
They happen.
Netflix did a film on Motley Crue called The Dirt, which was pretty good.
I liked that, actually. It was surprisingly entertaining.
That movie, though, was based on the book they wrote.
Yeah.
So it's a little different than... There was no... Or was there a Freddie Mercury book?
You know, probably there have been Freddie Mercury
but
books.
But I don't think they based it on that.
No. That was... I actually enjoyed The Dirt. I was surprised how much I liked it.
Holy...
I loved the 80s, though, so much.
Well, I did too. I think we love different things about it.
Uh-huh.
I got some embarrassing pictures of me, but none of them are in zebra stripe tights.
Yeah. I'm not embarrassed by those photos.
Well, you shouldn't be. Your husband should.
No, he looked great in those. Kidding me? He didn't wear zebra. I wore all the animal print. He wore like black and red stripes.
Ah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, then that's okay.
Yeah, you know. Less embarrassing for him.
Holy bleep, those kids singing. Wow.
I know. God, if you haven't seen it yet, Lil Nas X showed up at this Ohio, I don't know, fifth graders, so elementary school, and they are that video. You've got to look at this. This is on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
That is the most hilarious and awesome thing ever. Another 1510. My kids are smiling so hard right now listening to those kids sing. Those kids singing show the power of music performances. What we love about concerts and live music.
Yep. And they are just... And he does have Wranglers on his booty, by the way.
Vinny, you melted my heart when you sang Styx. That was truly the best of times. Thank you. I started singing with you. Keep it going.
The best of times.
I love when Vinny sings.
Yeah, me too.
Love the Styx tribute. It wasn't a Styx tribute. It was about the Warriors.
Yeah.
It was a Warriors tribute, actually. I was singing to the Warriors. Mm. That's what I was doing. I love this one just because this happens to me all the time when I type a word that's wrong, and then I go to quickly type the right word, and it corrects it wrong again, and now I've got two mm-hmm. written wrong, mm-hmm. and then I try a third and send it, and then it's only after the third one that I finally go, okay, let me do this, and then hit down here where keep the damn word
yeah,
I'm trying to write.
Keep the word.
Connie actually tried and nailed it. What's up? Nice voice. And then it says, Connie. And then it says, Connie. And then it says, it won't let me say Vinny. I actually recognize that as exactly something I've done many times.
Yep.
With the multiple quick corrections, only to find out
then you're
just
so pissed.
It.
You're just like, oh my God. Six bubbles all trying to correct the same word. Mm-hmm. Oh God, that's beautiful.
Thanks,
honey,
everybody.
You and I.
Vinny, I don't know if you're into Weezer, but Rick Ocasek of The Cars produced a couple of their albums. You can hear the influence in the keyboard riff. And Say It Ain't So. The Cars are cool, bro. I do know that about them. And I did always like The Cars. It's just a trip now as like trying to play the song, you realize that they multi-layered those guitar parts in a way where you go, wow, that's pop music, but they're going for it. They're taking it seriously.
Yeah, I love The Cars. I would say they're for sure in my top 10 bands, probably higher. And they're
in your top 10?
Easily. Yep. In fact, if you ever just, you know, it's like they're
okay,
like they're like Tom Petty to me in a way.
Okay.
I, you know, I never think of these bands, Vinny. Don't do it because then I'll. It's hard.
Oh, come on.
All right. I'm going to guess these.
Okay. You're guessing my top. Guess. Just get my top five.
All right. Hold on. All right. Let's see.
Take your time.
I've got The Cars, Tom Petty, Led Zepp, Heart.
Heart's out
Rush.
There. Rush, for sure. You missed a big one.
I missed a big one?
Yeah.
Did you just say...
No, I said Pink Floyd.
Oh! Pink Floyd.
Yeah. Tom Petty, I do love Tom Petty. Tom Petty is more of a go-to. Like, if you want common ground with almost anyone, you start singing Tom Petty.
Oh. But that's not in your top.
I love Tom Petty. I just don't know if he makes my top 10.
All right.
The Beatles are in my top 10.
Oh, the Beatles are?
Absolutely.
They're not in mine.
Aerosmith is in my top 10.
Oh, right.
Old Aerosmith. Beef.
Well, Janie Got a Gun.
Boston.
You love Janie Got a Gun.
There's a few that are all right. Dream on, dream until your dreams come true.
Boston's in your top 10?
Absolutely. Boston's in my top 5, and they only have 2 albums I like.
Well, you're at 9 now.
Oh, really?
If you take out Tom Petty, you're at 8, but who else could there be?
Mm. What about Journey?
No, Journey's not in the top 10.
Journey isn't there.
I do love Journey. I don't know. I have to think about it.
All
Maybe
right.
they are in my top 10. I don't know. I don't think so.
Roger Penske is also a race car owner. His car won the Indy 500 this year.
Nice.
So we don't know, though, if that kid is a Penske, but probably. He was dating one of the Lori Loughlin kids, the older one.
I love Brandon. Please keep him. Don't let him go.
We're trying not to. Trying to find him a gig.
Oh, my God.
Ermager.
Here I am listening to Vinny's freckle story, and I'm like, psh, I don't have that. And I look down, and there it is. Mm. Mind blown.
I think my mom has one, too. If I'm correct, she's got a big, like, it's almost like a mole it's turned into. in our old age.
Connie, get used to loss of sleep. You're a parent. Yeah, Melissa from San Rafael. But yeah, Sarah's a parent, and you should see what her sleep score is all the time.
Yeah.
Well, 97.
You know,
98.
For a guy who says he lays down the law, I'm the one laying down the law.
Clearly.
Yeah. Sorry,
I'm
guys. 7:30 is my bedtime. The rest of you can deal. You're the one who wanted these kids. Have at them. I'm going to bed.
For some reason, you wear that kind of attitude better than I do. I don't know what it is, yeah. But I try it, and it's just not, it doesn't work.
All your girls laugh at you. I guess you should have had a bunch of boys. Oh, God, she's so scary. Don't wake her up.
Is Dawn on the phone? Oh, my God, you made me laugh this morning. Oh, this person says, so proud of Canada being in the NBA Finals.
A area. A. We're in the finals, eh? Sorry about it.
We did get it right once.
Yeah,
I mean,
one time.
We tried,
I tried
20 times.
Look, we've got plenty of time. The playoffs just started. Or
right.
Haven't even started yet. The finals, I should say.
Big night tonight, everybody. Right. Big night. Go Warriors.
Tonight's the night. Oh, there's going to be a lot of those nights coming up here.
If you don't mind, you can lose that audio.
Can't wait to keep on hearing that over and over for the rest of my life.
Why don't you say it?
I just did. It doesn't matter when I say it. It matters when you say it.
Sing it.
Dude, I just did.
I didn't hear it.
I literally just sang it.
I didn't hear it.
Tonight's the night we make history.
That's no good.
Yeah. No, yours was, it was just so heartfelt.
Have
I loved
a good
it.
One.
All right.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Well, guys, we made it through. No Hooman, no Yuzette. Four interns. We're outnumbered. They could stage a coup if they wanted to.
They did a great job
they
today.
They did do a great job. Here's to our interns. What a bunch of great kids. I think we might even still need summer interns. I'm not positive. It seems like we're training a few, but, you know, send an email to Yuzette@RadioAlice.com and come be part of the party.
Does Brandon get to stay, or... today is last day.
Oh, no, he has some time left.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
All right, good.
They have to train the newbies. You know.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, listen, everyone. Warriors, 6 o'clock tonight. Be in your seat and be cheering for your team.
And tomorrow is Friday.
Yay!
I know. I can't believe it's finally here. All right. Have a good one, and we'll see you back here then.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.